Today is National Signing Day in the college football world. Big day on the college football calendar, and UNC now has about 20 new commits. Most recently, KJ Sayles, safety out of Florida, just officially committed to UNC. He's a three-star recruit. A lot of three-star recruits for the Tar Heels this year. A pair of four-star recruits as well. Solid signing class for UNC heading into 2016. We're joined now on the phone by Ross Martin, who is with Carolina Blue and 247sports.com. And Ross, we've been talking about the list of players, but take a look at this class overall and rate the recruiting class for the Tar Heels. Should we be happy about this?
I think it's a very solid class that filled a lot of needs, and that's kind of how you should look at it. It's not an excellent, you know, really high-level class with stud recruits, but it's got a lot of really good players who are going to be solid contributors in the next 3, 4, 5 years at UNC. There's not one kind of signature guy. There's a bunch of, you know, mid to high-level recruits who could come in, compete for starting jobs pretty early, and definitely contributors down the line.
So a couple of four-star recruits on this list: Chaz Surratt, quarterback out of Denver, North Carolina; Kyrie Campbell, defensive end out of Virginia. Who else should we be excited about among these three-star recruits?
Yeah, I think Tamon Fox is a guy to look out for. He's a 6'3", 230-pound defensive end out of Georgia. He's an edge rusher, and that's someone that UNC really needs, a position of need. This season they had some trouble getting to the quarterback, and Tamon Fox can come in, compete for some time, and really get to the quarterback. That's what they need. And also, when it comes to defensive backs, that was an area that UNC really targeted. They signed seven. I'm not sure if they're going to have to get all those in. With some names to look for, Miles Dorn out of Charlotte is a big-time athlete, and Miles Wolfork out of Virginia. Both those guys are both already enrolled, and they can come in. They're going to learn the system, compete this spring and summer, and definitely could see some time playing safety for UNC next season.
We're speaking with Ross Martin, sports analyst and recruiting analyst from 247 Sports and Carolina Blue. You can get the full list of players who signed letters of intent today on our website, chapelboro.com. Ross, who did we not get? There were a couple of players today who made their announcements. Nate Craig Myers and Javon Myers both committed to Auburn. Who else did Larry Fedora go after and really want to come to Carolina that just didn't end up with?
Yeah, the big name, you already said it, was Nate Craig Myers. That really was the main guy that was on the radar that UNC missed out on this last couple weeks or so. He's a really talented four-star wide receiver out of Florida, and UNC was in it until the end with Auburn. And it was kind of a big deal. It was on ESPNU. He's a top 50 player, number six receiver in the country, and he ended up taking the time over the Tar Heels. UNC until the end. Coach Brewer was down there doing visits. Coach Fedora was on the phone with him. It was a very tight race, but he did not pick the Heels. So it's kind of, you know, you didn't commit to UNC, you don't really worry about it. You have. You kind of move on with what you've got. That's what UNC is going to do.
How would you say UNC's recruiting class compares to other ACC teams and nationally as well?
Yeah, so we have them ranked here at 247 Sports as the number six class in the ACC. And that's based on all recruiting rankings from all four different sites combined. It's our composite system. So number six in the ACC, so it's kind of towards the top, but not in that top tier. And then nationally, it's number 35. So UNC kind of stays in the 20s and 30s. And because they don't have a really solid stud recruit that's our difference maker, that's why they're more into the 30s this year. So it's not a super superb high-level class with a very solid class. And in order to compete nationally, you need to start being into the 20s and even the high teens to get to the ACC championship games and have that talent, which can help you play and win championships down the line.
Ross, we're kind of losing your connection, so I'm going to let you go in just a second. But before we go, for people who don't know, and actually I'm one of those people, talk about the star ratings, the 2, 3, 4, 5-star ratings, and how they generally translate into actual performance in college. How good of a gauge is that? We've got 2 4-star recruits, a whole bunch of 3-star recruits, no 5-star recruits. What does that actually tell us about how they're going to compete on the field?
Yeah, and really when you look at those, it's hard to really gauge. And you have 4 and 5-star guys who are busts. You have 3-star guys who go on to become, you know, NFL stars. So even because there's so many 3 stars out there, there's only so many four and five stars that most recruits are going to be 3 stars. That's what UNC's got. So it is obviously the 5-star players are the ones that the experts think are going to be the first round picks in the NFL draft, and the 4-star players are going to be those really high level NFL draft picks as well. But most recruits are 3 stars, and it's very hard to get those 4 and 5-star recruits. That's kind of how it breaks down. But you know, what staffs do, they look for certain things, look for guys who can learn the system, who have work ethic, who have the physical tools, who can grow into really good players. And you try to find those diamonds in the rough, and you try to find the players you think have that potential, and you can really use their tools to become excellent players once they're in college. So once you're enrolled, once you're signed up to school, those numbers are thrown out the window. It all becomes, you know, who works the hardest, who can learn the system, who can use their ability to best their advantage. So right now, this class doesn't matter the stars. It kind of matters what you can do in the spring, in the summer, and on the field in the fall.
National Signing Day, big day for UNC, big day for college football in general. I know it's a big day for you too, Ross, so we'll let you go. Ross Martin, 247sports.com, carolinablue.com. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it, Aaron. Anytime.